Attention HR professionals. Are you tired of dealing with poor performance from your managers? Are you sick of having managers run to you for every single little problem? Would you like to build the confidence and competence of your management team? If so, then contact Boss Builders. At Boss Builders, we specialize in building up the skills and confidence of your organization's managers. We do this through our popular Driving Results on-site training programs, our signature program, the Video-Driven Boss Builder Academy, and we even license our course materials so you and your internal training staff can get those managers confident and competent. For more information on how we can help you improve the performance of your organization's managers, contact us today at www.thebossbuilders.com or at 931-221-2988. Should the cabin lose pressure, oxygen masks will drop from the overhead area. Please place the mask over your own mouth and nose before assisting others. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast, the show focused on the overworked, overwhelmed, and underappreciated HR professional. And now, here is the host of our show, the Boss Builder, Mac Monroe.
People have gone mad waiting for texts, perched above the phone like vultures over a dying coyote, waiting for a response from someone you decided was special, hoping for approval, for a sign that someone cares, all your self-worth, dignity, and hope poured into a small phone screen. Anxiety mounting, you watch like a hawk, and when they, the mythical, ethereal they, do text, it's some banal, simple response that means absolutely nothing. They don't care, so why do you? And that's a poem called A Poem About Texting by Edward Punalis. And it's appropriate because the topic today is actually talking about texting, but not texting for communication per se, texting for recruiting. You know, as the overwhelmed, overstressed, and sometimes underappreciated HR professional, one of your challenges is getting good talent. And what you're going to find when we talk to our guest today is that you have an opportunity here to be able to reach talent that maybe you never thought you had before. Our guest today is Angie Brooks. So Angie is the Director of International Alliances at a company called Next. I met up with Angie at a conference a few months back, and she has got a really, really interesting tool that they offer to help people recruit. And so I want you to stay tuned after this. Angie's got a really great offer for you. But I think what you're going to find in her talk is that there is a really, really interesting part of the population that is really in tuned to being recruited in a very new and special way. So I'm going to quit talking about it. I'm going to quit talking about her. I'm just going to start talking to her. So let's go ahead and meet our special guest, Angie Brooks. Angie Brooks, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mac. Thanks a lot.
Hey, it's great to have you on. I was speaking at the HR Florida conference back during the summer, and I was minding my own business in the speaker's lounge, and I happened to be sitting across from you, and we struck up a conversation, and lo and behold, I found out that you have some really, really interesting technology that is a real benefit for HR professionals, and so we spent some time trying to get in touch with each other, and we set a date, and today's the date for the podcast, and we're going to spend some time talking about text recruiting. But before we get to the questions, Angie, I was hoping you could share something about yourself, your background, and maybe even your company with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely great to meet you when we were in Florida. I definitely enjoyed it, and also like the fact that we are both from the same great state of Tennessee, so great connection to have there. A little bit of background about me personally. I've been in the online recruitment space for 20 years now. So I actually started in 1999, which kind of makes me a dinosaur at this point, I think. And I've seen a ton of things change, right? But our newest offering that we have, text recruiting, I think, you know, is a culmination of 20 years worth of research that we've done. And so I'm really excited about this. In my career on online recruitment, I have worked everywhere from job boards to online recruitment advertising agencies to different recruiting technologies that employers use. So pretty well-rounded. With most all of these, my background has tilted a little bit more towards global recruitment. So knowing what's going on in countries around the world, definitely plays a large part in what I do. So currently, I work for a company called Next. So we are a recruitment advertising platform, similar to a job board, I'll say. And at Next, we work with our clients to help them advertise their jobs in whatever medium necessary. So sometimes that's job postings. We've got a database of millions of resumes. So sometimes our employers want to, source their own resumes. But we have other products as well. So email campaigns and text recruitment campaigns that we're going to talk about today are wildly successful. So that's a little bit about me and my company.
Excellent. Yes. And from East Tennessee. So that's, again, even better. Right. Well, text messaging. All right. So this is something you see somebody walking around texting. You think there's something wrong with them. A lot of people look at texting as if, it's kind of one of those necessary evils. And yet here we are recruiting. So why does text messaging actually work for this?
Well, I'll tell you, it works because it's different. Not all employers are doing it. And it really is an immediate way for job seekers to be able to actually converse with a recruiter. Right. So it's a great medium. And since text campaigns are very targeted, exactly who you're reaching and the exact audience that you're seeking. So texting definitely works with that. These job seekers have given permission already to employers to text them about job opportunities. So when employers use texting, they're actually reaching out to an interested and invested audience. And it's really a win-win for both recruiters and job seekers.
So job seekers are actually using mobile devices. They're not just looking at job boards like they used to. This seems very different.
Yeah, absolutely. So our research shows that 86% of job seekers actually use their mobile devices to search for jobs. And we have found out that 75% of phone numbers on resumes today are actually cell phone numbers. So it makes sense that really this is the best way to reach them. When you use texting in your recruitment process, you're able to reach all different categories and industries, whatever job seeker you're looking for. And I'll tell you another secret that you're probably aware of. But most job seekers search for and apply to jobs while they're on shift at their current job. Not surprising, I don't think. But if you think about certain job roles, like nurses, for example, nurses are not typically sitting at a desk in front of a computer searching the internet. When they're at work, they're on their feet. They're going from patient room to patient room. And sometimes on their cell phone is really the only way to reach them. We've seen that, text works extremely well to hit that level of job seeking.
Okay. Well, then we know the technology's out there. We know that candidates are looking. Are recruiters on board with this? As I'm thinking, they're going to think of a bunch of reasons why they shouldn't. Is there any regulations, any risk? What would you tell recruiters?
So that's a perfect question. But to be honest, we all communicate via texting, right? We text our children's teachers. We even text our doctors, our bosses, our coworkers. And to be honest, most of the good recruiters out there are already texting with job seekers. It makes it so much easier and quicker. It's how the job seekers want to be communicated with. So integrating a formal texting platform into your recruitment processes just really makes good business and legal sense. Mm-hmm. And since you mentioned the legalities, there are a few laws that have to be followed in order to text job seekers. Just real quick, the Cliff Notes version of these laws from the FCC says there are three things that you have to do to be compliant with the rules. The first one is you have to have opt-in permission from the job seeker. You have to tell a job seeker what to expect if they opt into your texting campaign, and you must give them a way to opt out, right? So those are the three main laws. That's pretty basic and high level. But I would say if a company wants to utilize texting within their recruitment processes, make sure your first stop is to your legal or compliance office to make sure you understand these rules and know how to follow them. The other thing is, if you officially implement a texting platform into your process, you avoid recruiters texting job seekers on their own personal cell phones, which they're already doing, but you can avoid this because that actually opens up a whole different can of legal worms that we really don't want to deal with.
Okay, good. So it's being done. We just want it done the right way then.
Exactly. And trackable, right?
Okay, good, good. So you mentioned nurses, right? You know, they're on their feet doing, is there really just one type of candidate that would be looking for jobs by text, or are there others?
Oh, no. So I know, you know, I mentioned nurses. I've got a campaign in mind that was kind of top and center when we were talking, but really we haven't seen where this has not worked in any particular industry. We found texting is also a great way to reach passive candidates, which is awesome. You know, because we run a job board, we have done some research and we know that currently only 14% of the American population is actually actively looking for a job. However, 65% of the population is open to a new job opportunity if one comes to them, right? So there's a huge market there for passive candidates. Now, these passive candidates, they're not on the job boards looking at your job postings. They're not on your career site looking. They're not doing anything. They're waiting on you to text them. So, you know, if you're able to use this kind of technology to reach that passive job seeker, you've really got a leg up, especially in the employment market as it is today.
Okay. Well, now we've had email campaigns. So how does text recruiting differ from those? How is it more effective, I guess?
Well, so text and email campaigns are both, they're very different, but they're both very effective means of communicating with job seekers. And really each serves its own purpose. Email campaigns are meant to be much more broad, right? So you want to reach as many email recipients as possible to generate a response. But with text campaigns, your goal is to be much more targeted. Because remember, the people that you're targeting have opted into receiving messages from you. And your number one goal when you do a text campaign is you do not want someone to opt out. Once they opt out, you can't communicate with them anymore. So when you're texting them, you want to make sure you're reaching that smaller, more targeted, direct audience, right? Text campaigns are definitely more personal. And if you run a two-way or what our product is called a conversation text campaign, you're sending a text out and you're asking the recipients to reply right back to you. So you're able to hold an immediate conversation back and forth with the job seekers. With email campaigns, you can't do that. But if I compare the effectiveness of the two, email versus text campaigns, industry standards actually tell us that for every 100 messages that you send out, on average, we see 44 responses to a text campaign compared to 2 responses from an email campaign.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's you know, it's highly effective. It really does work. A lot of times, though, we have clients that will run both text and email campaigns at the same time to cover all of their bases. They cover their active, their passive job seekers, that 44% and the 2%. For the best results.
Well, it seems to me that, I mean, I get inundated with emails all the time. I have a company. I don't even look for work and I get stuff by email about opportunities. So it seems like with a text, I mean, I don't get that many texts, but if I had somebody texting me with a job, I would pay attention to that. It makes total sense.
Exactly.
So when you tell a client, hey, you all need to switch to text instead of email, do they ever push back on you?
Well, you know, I think I said this before, but change can be hard, right? We all know that. But once we can show them the results of, you know, previous similar campaigns, we've been doing this for over 3 years now. You know, once we can show them results of other campaigns, then they're definitely willing to give it a try. The other thing that we've not touched on is that text campaigns work great at driving traffic to career fairs or other kind of hiring events. And typically employers are looking for any way possible to drive traffic and attendance to these events. So really, once we talk with companies and recruiters, it's not hard to convince them to try a text campaign.
So you said for the past 3 years, right? This has been something you guys have actively been doing, right?
Yep.
Did you stumble on this? Was this something that was being researched? Because it just seems to me like this is really, I mean, it makes total sense. but it's only been 3 years. So what was the defining thing that got you guys doing this?
So this has kind of been like the purple squirrel in the recruitment technology industry for several years, is figuring out how to be able to navigate all of the legalities that the FCC places on texting job seekers. So we accidentally started collecting opt-ins from our job seekers about 10 years ago and getting their permission to text them. And at that time, we really weren't sure how or when or why, you know, what we were going to do with that information, but we knew that it could be valuable. So we really got an early leg up. We were the first in our industry to go to market with text recruitment opt-in job seekers that we could have our clients text to. And we just worked through the laws. We made sure we had everything in place and that we were, you know, compliant. And it's been great since then. It's our largest product consistently that we offer at this point because it does work.
That's great. So give us some examples of campaigns that really, really worked well for clients.
So I want to tell you about my favorite campaign, and this is why I had nurses on the brain earlier. So we had a large healthcare company that we work with. They're a Fortune 200 company, and they have tried everything. They advertise their jobs on job boards. They have career sites. They have hiring events. They do all the normal things you would do to try to recruit, and they're specifically looking for nurses, right? So for this certain campaign, they came to us after they had exhausted all options, and they said, guys, we're at a loss, and we just need help. We're looking for nurses. It's in a pretty rural area. So really, this is really a hard job to fill. So we suggested, let's run a few text campaigns and see what happens. And this was early on when we first started doing texting and offering these campaigns. So they ran several different campaigns. And one campaign that really sticks out to me is the text campaign only had 332 recipients. So we only sent out 332 texts. From that one campaign, they hired 5 RNs. So talk about ROI. I mean, that is just amazing. And from that point on, that client was hooked, and they continue today to utilize texting as their main advertising medium within the recruitment process.
Well, it seems like it's just the technology is out there. Everybody's finally catching up with it. So yeah, if you're an early adopter, I guess you're going to be a leg up on everybody, aren't you?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so I'm the job seeker. I'm looking for something, and I opt into whatever this is. And then, so I'm going to be getting a text. What's the text look like? Is it personalized? Is it like an email blast where I get links? What's it look like for the job seeker?
Yeah, so for the job seeker, they're going to get a text that is going to be personalized. Maybe it has your name on it. It says, hey, Mac, we've got this going on. Or it's signed by the recruiter. It may say, Angie, recruiter with Next. So definitely you can personalize those. We encourage that you do to make it sound a little more conversational. And, you know, they're other pieces of information that we definitely work with our clients to help them write the most effective wording as possible in a text message. But, you know, if you think about when you receive an email that says, hey, we've got a job for you, it can be pretty lengthy, right? I mean, you've got a lot of space to write out an email, but with text, it's pretty short. You know, there are some options though. So for the job seeker, when we send texts out, you could receive what's called a one-way or a text blast. And that's kind of similar to an email in that it's not asking the recipient or the job seeker to respond. Instead, in that one-way blast text, we are giving you a link to click on. That link could take you to a job posting, to a landing page for a career event, to a career site, you know, wherever on the internet. So those one-way blasts are similar to emails in that situation. But if a client wants to do the two-way or conversation text messages, you know, this opens up an entire new world for our job seekers and our recruiters, because in that situation, the text is not going to include a link to go somewhere else to do something. It's going to encourage you to respond to me and for us to have a conversation back and forth. Because really, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that as a recruiter that we're hiring the best person, but as the job seeker that this is the best fit for you and you really do want to come and work with us. So, you know, in those two-way text messages, it does get a little more personal. With the two-way text messages as well, you're able to gather much more information. You know, we could have a text conversation for 30 minutes, and then I say, you know what, Mac, this sounds good. Can you send me your resume? Here's my email address. So you can, you know, get out of texting at some point to get your work done.
Well, I mean, here's the old geezer in me coming out. Okay, so I'm going to be typing with my thumbs. I mean, what if I just pushed like 7 digits and called the person and said, hey, Mac, I got this great job opportunity. Do people do that anymore, or are people just that much more comfortable with texting?
Well, I think it speaks a little bit to, I'll definitely say my age limit. I mean, some people still do prefer to communicate via the phone, but think about this. I mean, if I were to call you tonight on your cell phone, are you going to answer my phone call?
Well, if it's you, I might, but not anybody else. Yeah.
Exactly. But if you don't know my cell phone number, you don't know the number calling, you're not going to answer. And you know what? I wouldn't either. The FCC and the Better Business Bureau both encourage consumers not to answer phone calls from an unknown number. I mean, it's just protecting you from scams. So, you know, definitely recruiters are trying to call job seekers as well, but no one's answering the phone. So text recruiting is really the next way to do it. And if I look at, say, my daughter's generation, yes, absolutely. They would rather be texted than called.
Yeah, well, I'll call mine. I could do it right now in this podcast, and it would go to voicemail. And then I'd get a text, and it would say, what do you want, Dad, right?
Exactly.
I'm sure you've experienced that too, huh?
Yes, sir, every day.
And hopefully they grow up and get out of college and they get jobs. So, you know, we want them to be texted, right?
Exactly. Exactly, for sure.
And now let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor. Attention HR professionals and conference planners. Are you looking for a great speaker for your upcoming meetings or conference? Better contact Mac. Do you need someone who can relate to your audience and deliver a top-notch presentation? Better contact Mac. Are you trying to find a speaker who can both educate and entertain? Better contact Mac. Mac Monroe, the Boss Builder, is a sought-after keynote speaker and presenter who would love to present at your next meeting. His most popular topics are how to be a great boss for audiences of managers and executives, how to gain a seat at the table for HR professionals, and how to avoid ending up for all employees. Mac is a phenomenal storyteller, and his talks are lively, entertaining, and loaded with actionable strategies that will enable your attendees to make immediate positive changes. To get more information and book Mac to speak at your next conference or meeting, go online to bettercontactmac.com or call us at 931-221-2988. And now, back to the show.
All right. So, Angie, I'm on this podcast. I'm listening. I have a company. I've got tons of open positions. And I want to start a text campaign. What's that process look like?
So, it's fairly easy once you get the basics down. So, a lot of companies may already have started collecting opt-ins in order to text their job seekers. If you are one of those companies and you have already started collecting those, then you're texting your job seekers already. In doing that, you have probably identified and purchased some kind of texting platform technology. So it's really important. You just don't want recruiters to start texting job seekers on their cell phones willy-nilly. You do want an actual technology. So if you are a company who does not have a text database already or a technology, there are several different companies out there that you can contract with in order to use their technologies. So that's first. You want to have a good technology. The other thing is if you have no job seekers to text, you don't have your own database. There are companies like mine, and as I mentioned, we were the first in the industry. We have well over 9 million opt-in text job seekers in our database. So you can just give us a call. You know, you can reach out to me and I'll put you in contact with the right people, but you can just give us a call and we will walk you through the process It's as simple as identifying who your target audience is. You know, tell us about your job description you're trying to fill, the industry, the keywords, the location. Then we will tell you how many people we have in our database that have opted in to receiving text that match your requirements. From there, we give you a price, you sign the contract, we set a date and a time to deploy your campaign, and then if it's a one-way or a text blast campaign, we'll send that text out. If it's a two-way conversation campaign, we will work with you and train your recruiters on how to respond to these conversations. You know, as soon as the text goes out, typically within the first 3 minutes, we start seeing job seekers replying on these two-way campaigns. So, I mean, talk about instant recruiting.
Right. Wow.
So it's a very easy process, and, you know, we're here to help you every step of the way.
Well, on that note, I mean, if you're listening to HR Oxygen, it's because you're the overworked, overwhelmed, overstressed, and underappreciated HR professional. Here is one Motrin for your headache. So, Angie, how can we reach out to you to connect with you and Next and get going on this campaign?
So at any time, you can visit next.com, and I'll spell it for you because it's a little different. It's N-E-X-X-T.com. So next.com with two X's. You can always reach out to me directly, Angie Brooks. So my email would just be abrooks@next.com. And I will put you in contact with the right people that are able to take care of you. The other thing is, if you're still not sold after this podcast, I know that you and I are going to partner together again in January to host a webinar, and I will actually walk you step by step through these text campaigns, show you some of the examples that we've talked about here, and give you some great concrete stats to show why texting really does work.
Yeah, excellent. Plus you get SHRM credit for attending that too. So win, win, win.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So on one last note before we close, you may be listening to this podcast and you're thinking, oh crap, here comes somebody else after my talent. And you know what? This is the world that we live in, isn't it, Angie?
That's exactly right.
It's dog eat dog. So here's the deal. Right now, you may not be looking for new people, but you want to protect what you got because you know the wolves are out there using Angie's technology. So how do you keep your employees from wanting to leave when they get that text? Well, that's going to be where you start developing better bosses, which is, of course, what we do. So not a shameless plug, but a shameless plug. Get busy taking care of the people you have so they don't want to opt into text campaigns. But if you're a company that needs great talent, you know what? This is a tough market right now. It's very competitive. You need every edge you get. So I would encourage you, please reach out to Angie at Next and get all set up. Angie, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. You just got back from HR Southwest, big conference there. So thank you for giving up your afternoon for us. And we appreciate your input and all the suggestions.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Our guest today was Angie Brooks, Director of International and Alliances at Next. Now, as a listener to this episode, I got a really special offer for you. Connect with in-demand candidates where they're most engaged on their cell phones. As a thank you to you for listening to the HR Oxygen podcast, listeners, that is you, will receive 15% off your very first text campaign through Next. To get that discount, visit www.next.com/bossbuilders. That is next with two X's, .com/bossbuilders. And you can take advantage of this special offer. To learn more about Text to Hire from Next, just visit them online at www.next.com/bossbuilders if you want to get their special offer.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast. We hope you found something today that will relieve your stress, feed your soul, and pump you up to face another day. At Boss Builders, we want to let you know that we appreciate the hard work you do every day as an HR professional. And, as a reminder, always make sure to adjust your own oxygen mask before attempting to help those around you. Be well.